On the latest episode of the All Things Pizza podcast, a drone pizza delivery might be coming to your home sooner than you thought. Let's do this. Ido Levanon is the CEO of Dragontail Systems, an Israeli-based company that is revolutionizing the food industry through its proprietary technology that enables quick service, fast casual, and full service restaurants to optimize every step of the food preparation, delivery, and customer contact process. This includes re-envisioning every step of how food establishments function, while also developing solutions for what the future of the industry looks like, including a pilot that they're currently running with Pizza Hut, which involves delivering orders via drone. Today, we'll talk about that and much more. And with that, Ido, thank you so much for joining me today.
You're welcome, Jason. It's great to be here.
Great. Well, the first thing I want to ask you is really about yourself. What led you to your work in this pretty unique space?
Good question. I wonder myself sometimes, but in general, I've been in the high-tech industry for many years. Let's not go there. I've been managing several Israeli startup companies, and about 7 years ago, 7.5 years ago, I was approached by, at that time, a group of restaurants chain owners in Israel. Actually, they owned Domino's and some sort of Asian food chain, and then later on Pizza Hut. And again, 7 to 8 years ago, food delivery was actually starting to get off the ground in a big way. As you know, food delivery has been around for quite a few years, especially by the leaders when it comes to food delivery. And if we talk about pizza, it's the Domino's and the Pizza Hut of the world.
Yeah.
But it wasn't as intensive as it has been in the last several years, not to mention what happened last year with COVID, but sure, we'll get to it later. Anyway, I was approached by that group of people saying, look, there is no good technology solution or any real science that goes into that industry. With all the great developments of AI, artificial intelligence technology and all of that, in all the other industries, medicine, space, computers, all of that, no company in the world actually was paying attention to this growing food delivery segment. And there is a need for it because everything is done manually. All the decision, this whole industry is still living in the dark age when it comes to automating and streamlined operation. And that's why Dragontail was created, to actually bring such a solution to the such a huge business segment that's growing, namely food delivery.
Great. And would love to hear a little bit more about the company. I know you guys are based in Tel Aviv. You know, how big's the company? You know, how's the team kind of broken down?
So you're correct, Jason, that it started in Israel, in Tel Aviv, 7 and some years ago, as many startups starting in Israel. But actually, we are today a publicly held Australian company. So we IPO'd on the Australian Stock Exchange 4 years ago. So we started as a very, very small company, comprised, and also very interesting companies. It's comprised by very smart people. I'm not that part of that group. The mathematicians, the data scientists, you know, all the smart genius people type. And then the second half of the company are the best group of restaurant operators, whether it's a single mom and pop store owners to a chain, QSR chain owners, area managers, stores owners, and so on and so forth. And so we started, we were like less than 10 people. Today we are close to 50. Still not a huge company by any mean, but the unique part is that we are divided into tech people and operation people, and only due to the operation and restaurant operation experience that we have, we were able to develop such technology.
Great. And I'm sure, you know, that we'll talk more about the technology, which, you know, is probably the complicated thing. But say, you know, I own some Domino's chains and we are riding in an elevator together. What's kind of the Dragontail Systems elevator pitch?
We basically, to make it the simplest thing, our technology help you, the restaurant owner, whether you are a mom and pop operation in, let's say, Brooklyn, New York, or the largest pizza chain in the world. We help you, utilizing technology, solve almost all the pain points that you are as a restaurant owner facing. And I can go over the list if you want of the main pain points that we solve. But this is what we do. With our technology, we help you overcome all those challenges.
That's great. Yeah, tell me a little bit more in your experience, like what some of the biggest pain points are. You know, when you look at all the steps that take place from when a customer places an order to when it arrives at his or her home, like, you know, what are the current bottlenecks and like what step of the process do you see really ripe for disruption?
So yeah, I'm glad you mentioned bottlenecks, because it's all in restaurant operation, it's all about bottlenecks. It can be in the kitchen, in the packing, dispatching, the delivering of the food, so many other places. So I would basically say our technology can be divided into two main flagship products. One is called the Algo Optimization System. Think about it, Jason, as a super manager that you put in your store. It's a computer. The smartest person, human being that you can find that will enhance your existing store manager or shift manager to help him or her perform and make the best decision every second of the shift. And so the Algo Optimization System takes over from the moment a customer places an order until he or she received the order, whether it was delivered to them or it was picked up by them, or whether they are in a sit-down restaurant, which now is a big challenge nowadays.
Sure.
And we'll talk about it when it comes to sit-down restaurant. I heard New York, by the way, is opening again 25%
In a couple weeks,
in Florida.
but
Yeah, for
I
Valentine.
don't
I know, I don't know either.
know.
And we'll talk about it later on, because I was in New York just a couple of months ago, and I mean, my heart felt to see some of the, you know, restaurants, mostly the mom and pops and some of the pizzerias, neighborhood pizzerias that have been around for years,
Yeah.
completely shut down, but didn't just shut down, you know, for the period, they just went out of business.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about, we'll see how technology can help them. But anyway, so we've got the algo system that basically decides what to do in the kitchen and in every station in the restaurant, and which drivers to use to deliver, whether it's your own drivers, if you have your own drivers, or using third-party drivers like, you know, DoorDash or Postmate or Uber Eats or whatever. And so that system, looking at all the factors, including how many customers are ordering right now, where are they located, how many cooks you have, how many, what's the backlog, what are the sizes of the orders, the weather, traffic, all of that, take all of it into consideration and tell you what to do, what to prepare, when to prepare, and all of that. And by using AI technology, optimize your decision. And as a result, several things happen, Jason. First of all, your customers will always receive their pizza, if we talk about pizza. And by the way, pizza is where we started. We started, our two biggest customers were pizza customers. We'll talk about it, how that happened. But it assured that your customers is receiving their pizza hot and fresh, no matter how long and from the time they place the order until they receive it. And that is our unique IP or intellectual property. No other technology or company or solution in the world guarantees such a thing. And just on that, before I move to our second flagship product, so for example, next weekend is the Super Bowl weekend, yeah?
Yep.
And this is one of the busiest time for pizzas.
Yeah, one of the biggest pizza delivery nights in the US.
Exactly. Now, a restaurant without our system, what's going to happen, let's say, during halftime? And I just give it obviously as an example. During halftime, no matter how many drivers they reserved, you know, or whether, again, they use third-party drivers, it's not going to be enough because people just going to order pizzas, you know, to eat, especially during halftime.
Right.
And you, some of you are going to place an order and receive your pizza after an hour. And when you do, you just got the cold pizza.
Sure.
With our system, if our system is installed in that restaurant, even if you got your pizza after an hour, it just got out of the oven. And with our system, you'll see in a second, you'll know exactly from the moment you place the order as a customer, when it's been prepared in the kitchen, when it's ready, when it goes to the oven, when it's out of the oven, when it's packed, when it's dispatched, and when the and you obviously can track the driver and whatever.
Yeah.
The thing with our system, the cook will never get an instruction to prepare the pizza and put it into the oven unless there is a driver exactly scheduled to be in the store when the moment the pizza gets out of the oven. Yeah. And only then, if you go to almost every pizzeria or any, pizza delivery establishment, especially during busy hours, let's say Friday evening shift or whatever, you're going to see quite a few pizzas waiting on the shelf for a driver to be picked up, correct?
Yeah.
And then you get a cold pizza. Anyway, that is one of our system. The second flagship products, believe it or not, is like an eye in the sky. It's an artificial intelligent camera that actually sits on top of the preparation and packing of the pizza. Mm-hmm. And what happens, it makes sure that the pizza the cook is preparing is exactly what the customer orders. So it's connected to the point of sale. It looks at what the customer ordered. And it looks at what the cook is doing with the pizza. So if the cook forgot, let's say, one of the topping, if there is even 8 topping, it can detect the topping on top of the cheese, below the cheese, the quality of the cheese, the quality of the crust. Like I said, compare it to what the customer ordered. It even gives a grading how well you distributed the topping on the pizza. And send a picture to the customer of that pizza with the temperature and the time it got out of the oven.
Wow.
Domino's was the first customer to install this. I remember we launched it in Australia 2 years ago on April 1st. People seriously thought it's an April 1st full day job. They could not believe that what it does is within 2 seconds recognize all the toppings and does everything else that I mentioned. So, so between those two systems, the algo optimization and the camera, we make sure there are no mistakes in preparation also. Imagine getting the wrong pizza or a topping is missing or whatever, and then you have to give credit to the customer or send another pizza and all of that. Right. It's about time there'll be real technology helping those, poor restaurants operate effectively. And that's what we are doing.
Great. It's fascinating. It really is the way that technology has been integrated with a lot of these, experiences. How effective is the technology in terms of catching mistakes, and how many mistakes are there? Is this, you know, poor distribution of toppings or missing a topping? Is that something that in a busy restaurant happens once an hour, once a shift? Are there constant mistakes that are being caught when you look at the data?
I would say, Jason, in a busy restaurant, there is no shift goes by where there is not one or two mistakes, where you have mistake to the point that they, not just that the customer say, oh, they forgot my olives, no big deal. Actually, to the point where they call back to the restaurant and say, you did something wrong.
Yeah.
But it's more than that. For example, I mentioned that we look at the distribution, how well you distribute the toppings. And our camera is called QT, QT camera, QNT. And Q stands for quality and T for training. What it means, and that's another benefit the camera gives you, you ask how often it happens that there are mistakes. It depends on the cook, isn't it? And let's not forget, many times in a restaurant, you have a lot of part-time, let's say students who are working part-time to get extra income and so on and so forth. And sometimes you have difficult finding good drivers, even good cooks. If you have that camera, it actually helps training you as a new, even as a new cook. As you distribute the topping, you see you got a grading of 60% out of 100. And so you know how to improve it and so on and so forth.
Great. I'm curious, you know, I want to talk about, you know, Pizza Hut and Domino's, but, you know, obviously there's a cost to this technology. You mentioned the mom and pop shops. How does, you know, a guy who, you know, runs a pizza establishment in Brooklyn who, you know, maybe just serves 50 pies a night and, you know, for the most part feels they do a good job. How does he afford and reap the benefits of this technology? The fast food chains, again, makes total sense, but tell me a little bit more about the mom and pop experience.
Yeah, you know, it's a good question. And what I describe with that technology that we offer, that as of today, just to emphasize, nobody offers that kind of solution. Mm-hmm. And also to say that we have thousands of stores right now using it. And we just got into the US. We were in Canada, Singapore, Australia, UK. And it's only 2 months ago that we launched in the US.
Yeah.
And we still, so I would say with all those locations around the world, we never had one customer or even one location that implemented the technology and then said, you know what, it's not worth it, and switch it off. Never happened.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because we make it very, very affordable. So the cost depends on your operation, obviously. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it also depends on what point of sale you have. And sometimes we can offer you a total technology, which includes the point of sale and our algo system and the camera. But the ROI, the return on investment, is clear to the point that what we do, Jason, and no other company does this, we don't have you sign a 2-year contract, 3-year contract, or even 1-year contract. As a matter of fact, you can switch off the system on a monthly basis. You can say, you know what, after 3 months, it's not for me, and switch it off. What we say is, look, our technology is not like a refrigerator or an oven, a pizza oven that you have to have. And you have to have the point of sale also, correct?
Right.
You don't really have to have our technology to turn on the light and start selling pizzas. Mm-hmm. But if you want to be effective and compete against those larger chains, or for example, and you want your customer to be happy so they'll come back and buy from you, and actually even reduce your labor cost, and we'll talk about it, how it does it, and especially your delivery cost, then you want to take this technology. And so the cost varies, I would say there are very few hundreds of dollars a month. So you pay a flat fee per month. It depends again on what you take, but it can be around $200, $300. There are other models that we offer. If we have time, we'll discuss. So, for example, there is the curbside pickup, which is an excellent new addition that we added as a result of COVID or whatever. But it usually doesn't go past, let's say, the $300, $350 a month. And it's way pay for itself and then some.
Gotcha. Great. With like the artificial intelligence capabilities that you talked about, certainly at a big chain like a Domino's, everything's very standardized. How does that get translated to a mom and pop shop that maybe likes to put extra pepperoni on their pizza, or the pepperoni that they serve looks different than Domino's? And how do you guys kind of prevent the system from setting off alarms based on the customizations of every mom and pop shop?
So here, Jason, again, I'll divide it into our Algo system, which is our main flagship products, and then the camera. On the Algo system, it is actually doesn't matter the size of the
Sure.
restaurants. We installed the system, and because it's artificial intelligence or machine learning, it learns. So we set it up automatically with certain parameters. And then it learns over time the behavior of that restaurant environment. When is the peak time? The traffic, let's say going north at 5 p.m., you have more traffic than going south, and so on and so forth. It learned how long it takes the driver from the moment the pizza is out of their oven until they actually leave the store. How long it takes the cook on average to prepare a standard pizza, all of that. And then the system keeps learning and adjusting its recommendation accordingly. So that is a no-brainer. When it comes to the camera, well, the machine learning has to learn your pizzas. So first of all, Forbes magazine did an article about us a few months ago in the US, and this was a 1 year anniversary since we launched with Domino's, and there were like more than 50 million pizzas processed through that machine learning. And so there is a lot of experience into that machine learning. Now, we cannot use obviously Domino's data with another customers, but when it comes to pizza, let's say our camera already have a head starts recognizing pepperoni or pepper or olives or whatever. And we find out very interestingly that if I go to a different region that, the pepperoni looks a bit different or so on and so forth, it still recognize, and again, it learns as it goes. So it keeps improving over time.
Gotcha. Great. Tell me about your work with, I know you work with Pizza Hut and Domino's, kind of the two big players in the pizza space. When did those relationships begin, and in what capacity?
So actually, it was both companies. Let me say this. First of all, up to 2 months ago, 3 months ago, when we launched in the US, Dragontail never had a sales force. We never had a salesperson, sales lady, no marketing, no nothing. We were still developing the technology up to, it took us almost 6 years to develop it. Yet, the big players, I would say the king and queen of pizza deliveries, heard about us and they reach out to us and because they were starving to some sort of technological solution that will help them operate more effectively, like every restaurant in the world is
Right.
in the need of it. And because they are the one who reached out to us, that's how we started. And we actually started, one of our first market was in Canada with Pizza Hut. And they discovered, and they took their sweet time. And why did they take their sweet time? It took them maybe almost 2 years to really test us to the fullest. Why? Because we are not, Jason, just a technology solution. We actually changed the way the restaurant operate. There is no more first in, first out in the kitchen, for example. So it's not more anymore. The pizzas are being prepared based on the way,
order.
The orders are arriving at the restaurant. And this is one of the big changes we make, because again, if a restaurant, we talked about Brooklyn, for example, let's say Midtown New York, they get an order from a customer uptown, okay? And then the neighbor of the customers, five orders after, also places an order to the around the same street.
Yeah.
Today, what's going to happen with that restaurant? They receive the first order. They're going to prepare the pizza. They're going to call their Uber driver or whatever, or if they use their own driver, they'll use their own driver. And that driver going to drive, I don't know, 20 blocks uptown, yeah, deliver that pizza, comes back. And then when the fifth order comes and it's ready, that same driver or another driver will go again 20, yeah, 30 blocks. The same. Makes no sense. But that's how every restaurant, until we came to the picture, this is how they all operate. So you have all this non-optimized operation. Now, imagine with our system will recognize the fifth customer is located close to the first customer. They're going to bump the order in the kitchen to show up. So the cook prepared those two pizzas at the same time. They both get out of the oven, and that Uber driver or whatever,
yeah,
takes those two pizzas together as what's called a double. And so imagine the saving, pollution, mileage, and the restaurant, the poor restaurant, doesn't have to pay now twice the delivery cost. Maybe they only have to pay one and a half because the driver took two pizzas.
Yeah.
And so here we are, a little Israeli company come to Pizza Hut, huge company, been around and have been operating for dozens of years, and tell them, listen, forget the way you've been delivering pizzas in the last 30, 40 years. We have a better way. So obviously they say, give me a break. Who are you to tell us? You know, and this is how you start when you have a business disruptive system. Sometimes you get a lot of, you know, eyebrows and so. So they tested us in one restaurant and second restaurant, the 30 restaurants in a certain region in Canada. And lo and behold, they've noticed that those 30 restaurants were outperforming all the other 400 restaurants in the entire Canadian market. And the most important thing is customers were so happy that they came back for a repurchase, you know, what's called repeat customer, repeat, yep, order. And so it takes a while to test something like this. And we had, right, to build our credibility. And when we got the stamp of approval, by, you know, the pizza out of the world and Domino's, and we just announced, it was last month that we announced that we are now starting to work with Papa John. So Papa John also 3,000 locations in the US. So you've got those big players, and this is all great, but we are definitely, especially since COVID, are looking to help more and more the smaller chain and the mom and pop to take this amazing technology and help them. And especially the restaurants, you know, there are so many pizzerias that only did pickup, you know, carry out.
Yeah.
I would say still most of the pizza sold is carry out, not delivery. You know, yeah, if they are, think about in the US, 40 billion give or take of pizza sales.
Mm-hmm.
I would say 10 to 15 billion out of it is delivery. There's still more carryout.
Yeah.
And many more restaurants understand since COVID, they need to get more heavily into delivery. But
right,
how do they do it and stay profitable where you have some of the aggregators take 20, 30%? And that's where we're helping them with things like that kind of technology.
Great. And your entry into the U.S. market, was that through Pizza Hut or through Papa John's or through Domino's or all three?
Look, Jason, we decided that's it. We're getting into the U.S. So we hired the first, our team is actually, one is located in New York and one in New Jersey. So that's where we started. And when the large players heard that we got into the U.S., that's where we started. So we are working at two different levels. We work with the large chains. So that means we work with the headquarter and so on and so forth.
Yeah.
And now we're getting ready to start communicating directly and offer our solution into the smaller mom and pop and smaller chains through some partnership with point of sale companies and resellers and so on and so forth.
Great. Tell me a little bit. So I understand that you're doing this drone pilot with Pizza Hut in Israel. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we knew that that's going to get everybody's attention because drone is so cool. And here suddenly Wall Street Journal did an amazing article about us and all of that. So I'll tell you a little bit about it. We won a bid here in Israel with Pizza Hut, actually. We got what's called an air bubble, if you may. And this is a section in Israel where you are allowed, or we are allowed, to fly drones. Mm-hmm. And we did actually a test, and that's where all the attention came from. We did a test with the first Pizza Hut restaurant here in Israel. And the idea is this. Imagine, you know, everybody heard about drones, correct? And everybody thinking, okay, drones going to start flying, deliver Amazon packages or FedEx or whatever, and they're going to, and meals, you know, McDonald's, pizza, whatever it is. And I'll place the order and the drone will fly and land in my backyard. Or if I have any, if I have a backyard on the roof of my building,
yeah.
And that's how I'm going to get my meal. In theory, it sounds cool. And it may happen, and it probably will happen one day. But what we said is, let's be more practical, guys. Let's give a solution that can be utilized and implemented sooner and actually makes more sense. Because drones flying into your house or close to, or to your house, noise, privacy issues, I don't need to tell you. The technology is there, yeah?
Right.
But there is all the thing like autonomous car. The technology is there.
Yeah.
There is all the ethical and regulation issues that, you know, that's a whole discussion by itself. And the same will be with drones. But what we said, and you know what? Let's talk about example from your area. Like you, Jason, I understand you live in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
And so let's say there is an amazing pizzeria, like the best pizzas, you know, your grandfather recipe, and you prepare the amazing pizzas, and your mom and pop stores. And today, you don't do much delivery because in your neighborhood there is, you know, not a lot of demand or whatever, or you are located in a place where the customer base is not there.
Yeah.
But with drones or without drone technology, we deliver, we call it deliver to drivers, not deliver to house, to the drivers. So you can now, as Brooklyn-based pizzeria, let's say, service customer on the island in Manhattan.
Yeah.
And so what will happen in practicality is the drone will pick up several orders, drop them in a landing zone on the East River, you know, it doesn't have to, it can be a parking place, you know, as you jog along the East River, sure. There are many places, you know, and as it lands, there'll be drivers waiting there. Let's say it's an order for two different customers, two drivers or one driver, whatever, mm-hmm. comes, pick it up, and deliver it from there. So by the drones enable the restaurant to extend their trading zone. And also, in this case, you know, going over the East River or the West Side over the Hudson River, or if you're located in downtown and you want to deliver, and there is a lot of traffic, and if the drivers use cars instead of motorbikes, right. Sometimes during busy time, it's going to take an hour to deliver to a certain suburb. And so those drones pick up their pizzas, deliver them to a drop zone, and from there, drivers take it to what's called the last mile.
Great. And did this pilot that you're running, did it take place yet? Is it ongoing? What's the status?
So we had that pilot, successful pilot, and now in June, July, We're gonna start having the first restaurant, a Pizza Hut, that's again located in a place. It has a nice trade zone, but there is a city 8 minutes from there that they cannot service right now because it's taking too long to get there. And so now that city will be included in their trade zone. And again, here is a restaurant that now just extended their potential customer base tenfold, you know. We are not a drone company. We are drone agnostic. And we provide the technology. Remember, I talked about the algo, the smartness. So imagine here, you need to, what we do is we connect to the control center of the drone. And what we do is we coordinate when will the pizza be prepared based on when the drone arrives. So, you know, so when the drone arrives, the pizza is exactly ready. And then we need to make sure when the drone lands in the landing zone that there are drivers available to pick it up. Exactly. So you can imagine the amount of data and calculation that needs to be made. So the pizza doesn't wait for the drone, or then when it lands in the landing zone, they wait for the drivers and so on and so forth. So this is what we do. So we offer that part of the technology.
I'm curious if you have an opinion. I know there's, from the time a pizza comes out of the oven, there's, lots of factors that determine how quickly it gets cold. But is there like an optimal time between when a pizza comes out of an oven and when it gets to the customer's house or apartment where the customer, will still consume the pizza in the kind of state it was intended to be consumed in?
So what we created, it's an interesting question. Until we started, there was no, restaurants didn't even measure or couldn't even measure what's called hot and fresh metrics. You know, they can measure how long it takes them to prepare a pizza, what was the delivery time, how long from the moment the customer placed the order until they received the pizza. This was all great. But they couldn't even realistically measure how long it took from the moment the pizza got out of the oven until the delivery guy rang the doorbell. But because our algo system sits in the kitchen, in the oven, in the pack station, and everywhere, we measure those things. And most of the customers now that use our technology, or actually all of them that use our technology, look at another KPI, which is the hot and fresh. What percentage of our pizzas arrive hot and fresh? And to your question, what is considered hot and fresh? So usually it's 40 minutes. Most of the, you know, some gonna say it also depends on the pizza, on the thickness of the crust, you know, but I would say 14 to max 20 minutes. Okay, you don't want the pizza to be sitting outside the oven more than 14, 15 minutes. And if you get your pizza within that time frame, you got a hot sweet pizza. And so that is kind of a rule of thumb.
How do you account for like, I don't know, variations in if one pizzeria is using a higher quality pizza box that retains more heat? Are there other elements that you can control in any way, or that you can that the system can kind of respond to?
Look, there is a lot of innovation going into how to keep a pizza hot, and including thermal covers. There are even indicators that can transmit to you what is the temperature, and put it actually in the driver's trunk, if you may. And there are also stickers that change the color when the pizza is not that hot. So it really depends. Again, we are not the one to provide that kind of equipment or solution. We provide the technology that makes sure that you, as a customer, get your pizza as fast as possible, and obviously hot and fresh.
I want to ask you, I know we've touched on it briefly a little bit, but tell me a little bit more about how COVID has impacted the work that you guys are doing.
And I remember COVID started. I was actually in New York in March of last year, and I still things were okay, you know. And I left New York and I couldn't get back until this last October. And the world, I don't need to tell you all the audience, has changed in a way we never imagined in many aspects. It definitely affected the food delivery industry in a big way. And, you know, and pizza is still the largest segment of food delivery. We kept saying, what can we do? How can we enhance our technology in a way that will help restaurants, especially during COVID times, knowing that even when the COVID will go away, it will probably not completely gonna go away. And it also just changed the way people think for a long, you know, about safety and health and whatever. So what we did, Jason, is in few areas, I'll touch only maybe on a couple. So one of them is we created what's called the contactless pickup. Okay. So again, imagine, I don't know how much it is relevant, let's say in New York or in Brooklyn or whatever, but let's say you are in, I don't know, downtown Toronto for that matter. Okay. And you want to pick up a pizza and take it home after, let's say, after work and on your way home, 5 p.m., whatever. You want to. You order a pizza and you want to come pick it up and go home and have nice pizza for dinner. So today you drive, well, you place the order and they tell you, oh, it's going to be ready in about half an hour, let's say. Okay, just a rule of, they don't really exactly know when it's going to be ready.
Right.
And then so you drive. You get to the pizza place, you look for parking, you park the car, you get out of the car, and then you either wait for the pizza, or worse, the pizza is already ready for 10 minutes and then you're already picking a cold pizza, correct? And again, no science, no math, no, this is, you know, the old ways of doing things.
Yeah.
Without contactless pickup, when you, as a customer, choose to use contactless pickup, you select, okay, I want a contactless pickup. This is my car. Even put the license number, color of your car. And at that point, remember, we, with the Algo system, we know, we now track you. It's like you are a driver, your own driver. And we know, we expect about when you're going to be in the store, okay? Mm-hmm. And we then see when you're actually getting close to the store, and it depends on what's called the oven time, because every pizzeria has, some pizzerias they use 7 minutes oven time, some use 3 minutes. It is part of the parameters that go into the system. We're gonna instruct the cook to prepare the pizza exactly when you're supposed to get to the restaurant. But more than that, as you get closer to the restaurant on the dispatch screen in the restaurant, which is part of our system, they're gonna get a beep and a notice that a car, a Toyota, green Toyota or black Toyota, sounds better, is getting, is 1 minute from the restaurant, order number such and such or whatever. Also happens that the pizza is about to be ready. And then you as the customer, you don't have to look for parking. You just go by the restaurants, a runner come out of the restaurant, open the back door, put the pizza and here you go. So no need to get out of the restaurants, go into the restaurants and all of that. That contactless pickup, and many restaurants are talking about it, but many ask you to, oh, when you get close by, call us, you know, call us, let us know you're outside. And you can imagine a busy shift and then suddenly the shift manager needs to pick up the phone and, you know, it's and so that's a big change. And I think, Jason, that's going to be a new standard. Many people will just, you know, they want to make sure that when they come to pick it up, it's ready and ready right there. And they don't maybe even have to go in. And if they came by foot, you know, they don't have to stand and wait for a long time in the snow or whatever.
Right, right.
So that's one example of a change we made. The other thing is with the camera, if you remember the camera that recognized the pizza. And this was just announced, actually QSR Magazine did a piece, an article on us 2 or 3 days ago. Because interestingly enough, we launched it also with Domino's. It's called a cleanliness model. So we, if you remember, the camera is, let's say, on top of the pack station when you pizzas come out of the oven. You cut, you pack them, you put them in the box. It actually checks to make sure that the area is clean. There is not, first of all, let's say that they use gloves, if gloves is a requirement. That there is no, that the area, the food preparation area, there is not a lot of, you know, leftovers and so on and so forth. All of this because, you know, consumers are now more sensitive to cleanliness and safety. They want to make sure that the food they prepared is handled in a clean and safe environment. And this camera gives them now that extra comfort.
That's amazing. That's great. I guess the last thing I want to ask you, I know you live in Tel Aviv, you spend some time in New York. You know, what's your favorite pizza in Israel? And when you come to New York, is there a particular pizza place that you look forward to trying?
So me is a bit problematic because I'm gluten-free. Okay.
There's lots of good gluten-free pizza here in New York.
That's what I'm getting. Okay. So I don't know if I'm allowed to say names or not, but there are some amazing gluten-free pizzas that I would, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm usually the only gluten-free in the bunch, mm-hmm. you know, and I tell everybody, come, you know, because everybody feels like pizza. And I said, no, we have to go to this place because they have gluten-free, and everybody laughs at me, gluten-free or whatever. And then I tell you honestly, they order the gluten-free pizza when they come for the vaccine. It's just so tasty. And so they are, you're right. And wow, pizza is obviously started in Italy, but in New York is, in my opinion, is the center of when it comes to pizzas. And so.
Great.
I didn't mention specific name again. I don't know if I'm allowed, but anyway, so we leave it at that. There are a lot of great establishments. and by the way, just so you know, I know that wasn't the question. Many, many of the big chains are offering now great gluten-free pizzas as well.
You have to. I think, you know, they realize that there's a large, you know, clientele for that. People that, you know, want dairy-free pizzas. So I feel like
too, really... yeah. And there are some alternatives to cheese, amazing stuff, you know, really great stuff. Yeah.
Great. Well, I really appreciate you taking the time. I think it's, you know, fascinating all the work that you and the team are doing to try to really kind of re-envision the future of what the whole food industry might look like from, you know, the way kitchens operate to the way delivery, you know, functions, and you know, really excited to continue to you know, follow all the great work that you're doing, whether it's, you know, drones or trying to adapt to you know, situations like COVID and identifying things like cleanliness. I think it's really impressive, and want to wish you the best of luck.
Thanks, Jason. Good day catching up with you.